And welcome back to Out of the Woods. I was talking to the folks earlier, if you're just tuning in, about my lineage. I just started doing some ancestry stuff and all that kind of sort of thing. I should preface this by letting y'all know that I was actually born on October the 31st in 1966. Yes, I am a Halloween baby for sure. I was doing the genealogy stuff. But before I did that, my son and his girlfriend were like, hey, let's go down to Salem, Massachusetts. We want to go down there and do the touristy thing around Halloween. So my wife and I were like, all right, sure, we'll do that. So we're actually planning on doing that. We had meant to do it a few weeks ago, but didn't get to do it. But we're going to do it this coming week, right before the day and all that. But I was doing the genealogy thing. I've been doing it for like a month or so. And I've been poking around and looking at my Calkard side, which goes all the way back to the 17th century here in the state of New Hampshire, after originally coming over here from England. I traced it back a little bit further down into Massachusetts, and one of the branches of the family was named Eyre, and one of the daughters was named Mary Eyre. Everyone else knows her as Mary Parker, and she was a witch who was hung in Salem in 1692. Yes, she was my 10th great-aunt. Her brother Thomas Eyre was my 9th great-grandfather, and his daughter was actually another Mary, and she was my 8th great-grandmother, and she married a Samuel Calkard. And their son was the first Jonathan, which is actually my name, Jonathan Calkard. Yes, I call myself Chip on the radio. A lot of folks know me as John. But yeah, that was the first. So there's the direct line back to the witches in my family. And so that's going to make the trip down to Salem a little more fun, I think. I'll have to check in to see how much information I can find about Mary Eyre Parker when I'm down there. But we're going to start another set of songs here on a similar theme, all about being hung by the neck until dead. All right. Got one for you right now from Christina and Quinn Bashand and their Little Hinges CD. I hear a lot of versions of this song that are a little more jovial sounding than this one. A lot of you out there know it as I've Been All Around This World. Other folks know the song as Hang Me on Out of the Woods.
Thank you. black, blood, red sky, in a belly all full of fire. Why, I ask why? I don't know, I grow so tired of the battle of wrong and right that's waged inside. Every time you speak your mind, but the same damn kind, don't you know? Devil's eyes and a dagger tongue. You fill the sky above us with sand. The fatal words like fire flung from a careless bow. I grow so tired of the battle of wrong and right that's waged inside. Every time you speak your mind, but the same damn kind, don't you know? We all walk down to the hill where the gallows are swinging still, noose is still clenched tight round the necks of 10 million ghosts. They whisper, don't forget us, but don't forget to keep moving on. We're the same damn kind, don't you know?
Yeah. slack your line. Slack it just a while. Cause I dream I see my mama coming, traveling many a mile, traveling many a
set of songs from my Aunt Mary there for you. Yeah, a great version of the old Hangman, great arrangement there from Red Tail Ring from their Middle West Chant CD. We heard from Brown Bird and the late Dave Lamb and Gallows going back to the Devil Dancing CD. And we started you off some interesting stuff there from Christina and Quinn Bashant and their version of Hang Me from the Little Hinges CD. You're listening to our Halloween extravaganza here on Out of the Woods. I'm Chip Calkard, glad to have you along for the ride. Like I said, that was a set of songs for my Aunt Mary. Yes, Mary Parker, hanged in 1692 in Salem, Massachusetts. Yeah, she probably thinks I'm a real pain in the neck for playing these songs, but, you know, what you gonna do? We're going to keep going with that, so I'm sure she'll have my hide anyway. But yeah, this one's from one of my favorite local groups here in the state of New Hampshire, the Joshua Incident. They're from the Seacoast area of New Hampshire. They have a CD out called Red, and here's a song written by Todd Thurlow. It's called Hanging Tree on Out of the Woods.
Lost faith.
fall occur when the ice breaks. Hanging tree, please don't look at me. Hanging tree, please, Lord, set me free. First one knew what he had to do. Second one said, that's my fate too. Two wives left, two young sons. Cora Minor when the river runs. Hanging tree, please don't look at me. Hanging tree, please, Lord, set me free.
Thought I saw my dear old father come crossing over the sea. Do you have any money for me? Gold for to pay my fee. I have stole the silvery cup and hang it, I'm gonna be. I don't have any money for you. Gold for to pay your fee. I just come for to see you hang gallows tree. Thought I saw my dear old mother come crossing over the sea. Do you have any money for me? Go for to pay my fee. For I have stole a silvery cup and hang it, I'm gonna be. I don't have any money for you. Go for to pay your fee. I've just come for to see you hang on yonder gallows tree. Thought I saw my own true lover come crossing over the sea. Do you have any money for me? Gold for to pay my fee. I have sold the silvery cup and hanging I'm gonna be. Yes, I have some money for you. Gold for to pay your fee. I've just come for to save your neck from yonder gallows tree.
Thank you. silver? Papa, did you bring the gold? Did you bring me anything to save me from the gallows pole? Oh, mama, did you bring me silver? Mama, did you bring me gold? Did you bring me anything to save me from the gallows pole? We didn't bring no silver, and we ain't got no gold. We just came to watch you hang, hanging from the gallows pole. Why did you? Why did you destroy that poor soul? Oh, lover, did you bring me silver? Lover, did you bring me gold? Did you bring me anything to save me from the gallows pole? Shine like gold. I saw you out walking with that bad man, Wild Bill Jones. And you ain't pure like silver. You don't shine like gold. I just came to watch you hang, hanging from the gallows pole. Oh, why did you?
things got only tighter. A noose around that neck. Sunrise inches closer. No mercy, break my fall. I watch the growing shadow of the gallows on my wall. I watch as death crawls across my wall. No hope for redemption. Her words are ringing in my head. The world will be a better place. That's what my mama said.
Brand new music from Lynn Hansen and the Good Intentions here on Out of the Woods. New EP called Seven Deadly Spins. All sort of Halloween themed songs. Great spooky stuff. And that one is called My Mama Said. Wrapping up a set of hanging tunes there for my 10th great aunt, Mary Parker, who was hung as a witch in Salem Town back in 1692. Actually, Salem Village, I believe it was. Salem Town is the present-day Salem. Salem Village is what they now refer to as Danvers in Massachusetts. Two different places, but it's all Salem Town. Current-day Salem is the big tourist attraction where all the museums and whatnot are. But yeah, there you go. We also heard from the Quiet American in there. And Gallows Pole, you detect a little bit of a similarity there. That's from their Wild Bill Jones CD. And that's also a derivation of the Hangman, which you heard another version from Flynn Cohen, going back to his Mellow Yell CD. And some of the old Crooked Still alumni helping out there. We had Aoife O'Donovan and the old cello player there. What was his name? I can't remember at the moment. They have a different guy now. Rashad Eggleston. That's right. That's who it was. And some other folks. I think Greg List, also from Crooked Still, was on that track. Or at least he's on the CD. Started off the set there, the Joshua Incident from the Red CD. And a great one called Hanging Tree. And those are all for my Aunt Mary. We love you, Mary. Actually, it's possible that Mary was actually hung in a case of mistaken identity, because she was not the only Mary Parker in Salem back then. And it's possible that even the accusers, the teenage girls who accused the women of being witches, were not in their right minds. They may have been tripping out on something they ate, and were hallucinating and whatnot, and the fits they were encountering were seen by the adults as being possessed. And where else are you going to look? To all the nannies and the babysitters and all the people who had contact with the girls, and that's where all that started. But just a horrible black mark on early American history here in New England. Yeah. Nasty stuff. All right, well, we're going to maybe perk things up in a moment or two with some something a little bluegrassy, maybe get into some ghost stories for you here on our Halloween extravaganza on Out of the Woods. This is a pre-recorded show, so if you want to get in touch, you can send me some email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. We also have the Facebook page out there. You can find me through there and send me a message if you want. Yeah, just search for the name of the show, Out of the Woods Radio, and you'll find us. All right, well, we have another quick break to take to lead us into the second hour. We'll be right back after this.